Hello and welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned. Stay house facts to 90.3. Nigeria Info and Herring Pond Hakka Time Dial. It's 10 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. And yes, we're still having Pond Hakka's biggest conversation. Some disturbing news that you know, you may have heard about it. We've been getting reports, more like it, reports of robberies taking place in taxis in Port Harcourt, forms the basis of this conversation right now. Well, here is an item of our news earlier today. A 21-year-old woman has narrated how she was abducted and raped along the Brikori Airport Road. A young woman told our correspondent the incident happened on Monday by 10 p.m. on her way back from work. She said the man who abducted and raped her posed as a taxi driver by Air Force Junction. She also said the man threatened her with a knife and gun if she resisted.
There was no taxi, though. It was late, around past 10. So he just came, and I was like, where am I going to? I said, I'm going to Rupoku. He said, okay, I should enter. So he drove down, then now wind up the glass and was like, I should keep quiet. He showed me the knife and the gun that he has killed the woman already. Based on the woman shouted, and he was like, he's going to kill me. That the only way he's going to save me is to sleep with me. So when he reached a lonely place, a dark place, he stopped there. He slept with me, and just like a few meters away, he stopped the car.
All right. This is one. This incident made it onto the news, but one of quite a few reports. And you may have heard some of these lately, or maybe it happened to you, or you know someone who this it's happened to. I've heard reports lately of people being robbed, ladies especially, being robbed in taxis. And even more surprising, as a matter of fact, is that some of them. I've heard accounts of people being robbed even in cab-hailing taxis operating in Port Harcourt. Are taxis dangerous in Port Harcourt now? Let's talk about this for a bit. And if you heard, if you were aware of any particular incident, let's hear it. Are taxis now dangerous in Port Harcourt? The lines are open. Call 0817-923-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Is it at an alarming rate? Maybe what we're not at alarming rate level yet. Is it something that the security agencies need to look into or focus their attention on? You know, I don't know. But once again, the lines are open. Call 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, or 0817-923-0007. Via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, via Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, how are you?
Hello, go ahead.
I think it's a shame, but those are part of the security situation around the country.
What is a shame exactly? What are you saying is a shame? What are you saying is a shame? Okay, it's gone. I just need to understand what he was referring to as a shame. Is it this one particular incident, or is it suggesting that the cases like this are on the rise? Because one crime is not good. There's no crime that's good. But if it's just one person or two people who experience this, there's always going to be crime. But if there is a trend, if more people are getting in on this, then it becomes a matter of serious concern. Then maybe I'll understand when it says it's a shame. Hello, House Fact, you're welcome.
Good evening, Dio.
Yeah, good, go on.
My name is Solomon.
Go ahead.
A friend of mine had such experience like last week from Rupoku roundabout to Air Force early in the morning. She said a particular man stopped to carry her at early morning, and when they got to a certain place, now stopped the car, brought her gun and screwdriver, said the same thing he said to the other girl, that he killed someone. Now robbed the girl with her bag and everything, like, and left the girl there. Send this adios Air Force Road. So that's another experience.
All right. Hello, 913.
Good evening, Mr. Adayo. Richard,
go ahead.
Mr. Adayo, it's all about that our security network is off. And there is nothing the guy could do than to accept that they should sleep with her. If not, they would have killed the girl. And it's not only happening with thanks. I think I've heard some months ago, 2 months ago, at the Imo Eche. And Okada man carried a woman. The woman didn't know where she was until the bike man took her to even brought her back to her home. It was later that the woman knew that the bike man slept with her when she noticed that her body was wet. So things of that nature is happening. But it's high time our security operators should be up and doing.
All right, great to hear from you. Also, 91.3. Hello. Hello?
Hello, good evening, Dario.
Hi there, go on.
Okay, I'm Kingsley. I'm calling for Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, it has happened to me before. When I was coming back from work. Yes. They picked me up at ETC Junction, carried me to Rumola.
You said they picked you up? Was it more than one person?
Like, there were three in the cab.
Okay.
One person was me in the front, then two other guys at the back. Then I entered. They carried me from UTC down to Rumala. One of them had a gun. The other one had scissors on his hand. And they robbed me, took my phone, and they even go to the extent of withdrawing all the money you have on your account. They even drew out everything on my account and they took my phone. It has happened to me before.
When did this happen? Was it recent?
That's 1 month ago.
Oh, that's quite recent.
Yes. That happened to me before. So it's high time that the security agencies do something about these people, because most of them they would disguise as taxi drivers and you won't even know. You just enter thinking that nothing will happen, and all of a sudden they will bring up impulse and start doing all sorts of things.
So
it has happened to me before.
All right, please, once the call is answered, turn off your radio set. It is very important to do so. We've said it like a billion times. It doesn't matter how low you think it is and you're by your radio set, you have to turn it off or move as far away from it. And if you're not going to turn off the radio set and you want to move away, I recommend you move to the next local government area. You will have enough distance between you and your radio set, I'm sure. Hello, Artifact, to welcome.
Hello, Dario, good evening.
All right, go on.
Please, they really need to check. The state government really need to check on this issue. I remembered when, that was last year, my wife was, in fact, beaten. She got the best beating of her life. You know, took everything. And Dayo, this thing is something that's happening almost every day. In fact, at the time, we came out, we were looking for the car because she was able to cram a particular logo. But up to now, we didn't see the car again. So this thing is something.
What exactly happened in your wife's case?
She bought a taxi from Rome Massey. So she's coming to our email. That day, I closed very late, and she said she can't come to come and pick
her. No, what happened with her? What happened with your wife?
Sorry?
What happened with your wife?
What happened to my woman?
Yes.
She boarded a taxi, and it was this one chance of a thing, just like the same thing that happened to the young lady. But it was just that my wife was smart enough to drag with them, as in drag with them to an extent. They have to beat her. They pushed her out from Shell Gate. That the Shell bus stop, between the Shell bus stop and that police station, that was where they pushed her out when the car was on speed.
Mm.
You know, the government really need to be checking out on all these taxi men. They are doing shady. Check the people that are sitting there. Check the cars. They will see something.
So you believe that these cases are at an alarming rate now?
Seriously.
All right. Hello, 91.3.
Good evening, Dario.
Hello, go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dayo.
All right, go ahead, please.
Dayo, good evening.
Yeah, hello, go on.
Dayo, this yesterday night, a colleague of mine was robbed as well.
Wow.
Can you hear me, Dayo?
In a taxi?
Yeah. She was robbed.
In a taxi?
She bought a taxi when okay. she closed from work at Rumola. She didn't notice. She said she entered the front, but she didn't know that somebody was lying down at the back. So when they moved closer to the pleasure park, the driver locked the central locked the car and started winding up. Then she tried to hold the glass because she noticed something was going wrong. Then somebody brought a gun from the back. Nas got up and then pointed gun at her. The driver brought out the gun, a knife, and said, if you don't cooperate, we'll just kill you. Dayo, they took her, collected everything, entered that Rukoku Road, that Liozu Road, collected everything with her, took her to where she does not even know, to ATM, withdrew all, she used her hand, and she was withdrawing the money and was giving them, they took about 200,000 from her, and then left her. But somebody picked her on the way, she doesn't even know where she was, and somebody picked her, and then this happened yesterday, somebody picked her, and then took her to the house, to her house, she slept there, last night and came back to her house this morning.
Wow.
Dayo, a lady that is struggling with three children.
Wow.
A single mom struggling.
Terrible situation indeed. Anyways, I have to go for commercial break now. Return shortly. Conversation will continue. Is it safe to take taxis now in Port Harcourt?
Thrive in a fast-changing world.
Tune in to 92.3 Nigeria Info for the best of news, talk and sports 24/7.
Because from reports, once again, anyways, welcome back. Still heard Frank to Nigeria in Fun Harry in Port Harcourt. I'm Dayo. The taxi is still safe in Port Harcourt, is what we're discussing right now, based on reports that people are being robbed and dispossessed of the possessions, and in some unfortunate instances, or more unfortunate instances, even raped as well. Let's see. Got a commercial break coming up shortly, but I've got some comments via. Once again, join the conversation via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Also, facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take on this current development or this current matter that's been discussed at this time. I want to suggest that those employers who keep their workers till such late time can make arrangements for a system that can take their workers to safe places to avoid these occurrences. The trend is disturbing. This can only be done by street taxis. As for the app-sharing drivers, the passengers have the opportunity to verify if the car corresponds with the one on her app. It's rare with app-sharing cabs. That's from AK. But does it happen? Does it happen? Do you? Because I've heard about that. And quite frankly, I'm a bit surprised how with a taxi app, the driver will get away with robbing someone. But I have a break now. We'll continue shortly. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over ever again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria Info, here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. We've got 26 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news comes up top of the hour at 6. However, still having the conversation on whether or not taxis are still safe in Port Harcourt. Maybe they're now dangerous. Well, there's always been crime. There's always been one chance, for example. But is there a trend now? Is this particular crime rife? Do we have more people, more criminal elements out there? Who should be behind bars? Who should be in jail? Do we have them not getting involved in this crime? As we're getting several reports, I've heard a few accounts of people being robbed in taxis, especially females. And the one that's alarming for me, really, it's all alarming, really, but one would think that if using carpooling services would be a lot safer, but I think I've heard one or two accounts of people being robbed, even with the cab hailing services as well. And let's get to also a call, 0817-93-0002-0003-0007. Should we be alarmed, and how can this matter be addressed? Hello, Hard Fact, to welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening,
Dario. All right, go ahead.
Hello, good evening,
Dario. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening.
9213, hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening, Daya. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Go ahead.
I'm just calling in respect to the program. I'm Grant, by the way.
Go on.
In terms of the e-hailing services, it's not possible for an e-hailing driver to rob a client. It's impossible. But it's people who are parading as an e-hailing cab that can do that, because they know they can be identified. You see, there is no report from police that an e-hailing cab driver was arrested for molesting or robbing his passengers or his clients. It's not possible. That.
Are you a cab hailing driver yourself? E-hailing driver?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why did I think so? So it's understandable that you will hold that position, but it doesn't mean that if people say that they have been robbed by that, are you suggesting that this person's lying?
I'm not saying people are not saying that. What I'm trying to emphasize on is that the people who were robbed were not robbed by a genuine e-hailing cab driver.
Okay.
First, you get the picture of the driver coming. You've got the color of the car, the type of car, the plate number of the car. You've got all this at your disposal. So how do you board a cab? You didn't go through this verification. You just see a ride and say, "Is it you?" They say yes. You just jump in.
I think you make a valid point there. Because really, I think I was saying that before I went for the break as well. I found it a bit, I think I was saying it earlier, that even though I've heard such reports, I'm a bit concerned as to how that's possible. Now, even if your phone is stolen, because if in those cases, the phones are stolen as well, and especially if you do not share your ride information, your trip information with somebody else, you might say, okay, maybe you've lost the information. But I think for every trip, at the end of it, you get an email as well.
Yes, they do.
You get an email as well. I get an email as well containing the information.
Yes. Every client that picks any client that got a trip gets an email information after the end of the trip. And even if you lose any item in any of the e-hailing cab, you get them back. You most surely get it back.
So you're saying that in those cases, you're saying that the passengers got into the wrong vehicle.
Exactly, they did board the wrong vehicle, because everything is there on your phone. Even if your phone has been taken, you can still take somebody's phone, call the e-hailing company, and just narrate your ordeals, and it's very simple.
Okay, you
know
what?
Pick it up from there.
All right, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. But I'm asking now, if you've ever had a nasty, such an experience with an e-hailing cab service, I'd like to hear from you. I think that I have to go for a break soon, but we have the major news at 6 p.m. So we'll continue this conversation after the 6 p.m. news. We definitely will during the open season segment. But if you've had any sort of experience with the e-hailing cab services, I'd like to hear from you as well. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Tayo.
All right, go ahead.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thank God that I get you. I thank God for the topic that you brought up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go on.
Okay. My fiancé last month was a victim of this. And she was stabbed. And she just discharged her from hospital last week.
Wow. Sorry to hear.
$500,000 to bring her back to life. I tried calling the, tried to make a formal report to the CID. A friend of mine that is a policeman there, told me that they are well of this and that they have been trying to catch all these boys. This thing happened in very part around the Rumola, Darizin, you understand me now? Chinwo Junction at Ogunabari, Amadi, Odi Ring Road, not only Taisi, both Keke. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Both Keke.
No, but in your fiance's case, hello. If you can hear me, in your fiance's case, what kind of taxi did she get on? In your fiance's case, what kind of taxi did she get on?
Taxi, normal taxi.
Oh, okay.
Like going there, they apply the road and the Keke people.
No, let's talk about your fiance.
Another person will be at the park.
All right, great to hear from you, sir. I just wanted to discuss his fiance's experience with him, not all the other ones that are happening, Keke. Your fiance was in a taxi, not a Keke. But anyways, I'm glad to hear that the fiance is out of the hospital and she's doing better now. Via WhatsApp, all taxi cabs are not safe in Port Harcourt right now. For the cab company, some criminals have found a way to hack into their system. For the street cabs, you just have to pray before you board. Dives on the rise, especially Rumola, Ubiriquiri, up and down the bridge, Rumokuta, Abat Road, Eliozu, etc. It's only people that have courage come out to say their experience.